Nothing like a bath. Down in the old orchard beside the stream, on a lovely spring morning, Bun the rabbit was doing his exercises. His friend Melia Mouse, who lived next door to him in the orchard bank, was also doing her exercises. She tried to leap up just like Bun, but she kept falling on her nose. Two little pigs, the Tweedle brothers, Dee and Dun, came out to watch. When they saw that Bun was doing exercises, they couldn't stop laughing.
Come on, you two, called Bun, jumping over Dee's back. Come and do your exercises. You're much too fat.
We like to be fat. Oi,
grunted Dun.
Look at you, Bun. You're all hot and sweaty. Why don't you have a rest?
Snorted Dee. Bun did not reply, but he stopped his exercises. He sat up and started washing his face, very carefully, reaching well behind each long, silky ear. Melia Mouse sat up too, and carefully washed her face and whiskers with her paw. Squawk, splash, flutter and splash. That was Sally Starling taking her second bath of the day. She was enjoying it. She splashed and spluttered, sending up a spray of shining drops over her feathers and making a great fuss. At last, she flew up into the apple tree and gave herself a good shake.
There! That's the way to take a bath, she cried out to Bun and Melia. Get right in and splash well. Why don't you do that instead of rubbing your face with a paw? Dirty way of washing, I call it.
And she fluffed out her clean, shiny feathers with great pride. Biddy Hen came bustling up.
A bath? She clucked. I'll show you all how to take up a bath.
She went to a dry and dusty patch under the apple tree and began scratching dust into her feathers.
Dust, she cackled. Dust is the best thing for a bath. Nothing like dust, she added, sending dust flying in all directions.
The Tweedle brothers did not agree with her. Grunted Dee scornfully.
Ridiculous!
Melba Cow looked over the wall and asked mildly,
You all sound very excited. What are you all talking about?
Baths,
cackled Biddy Hen.
I say dust is best for baths.
Nonsense, chirped Sally Starling. Water's best. Clean, cool water.
Melba told them.
Dew in the early mornings, good enough for me. What do you say, Dobbin?
Dobbin the horse neighed lazily.
A roll in the grass and a good rub down from my boss's head is all the bath I need.
A black and white dog ran into the orchard. Bun and Melia went straight home to the orchard bank, but kept on looking out to see what was going on.
Hello there,
barked the dog.
What are you all talking about?
Baths,
chirped Sally.
Baths,
squeaked Bun and Melia from their hole in the bank.
Baths,
cackled Biddy Hen.
Baths,
mooed Melba. Dobbin was too lazy to reply, and the Tweedle brothers just went on grunting. Dog's tail dropped. His ears lay flat on his head, and he looked extremely baffled.
Baths?
He shuddered.
and he jumped straight over the stream and quickly hid in the woodshed. Squeaked Melia.
Now we know how to get rid of dogs.